Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to request that we take items seven and eight together.
We have a motion, I mean, we have a request that we take item number seven and number eight together. Madam Clerk, will you please read item number seven and number eight?
From the Acting Director, Department of Transportation, the Airport Director, requesting authorization to enter into a lease agreement with the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Department, effective February 1st, 2012, for the lease of approximately 1,670 square feet of truck inspection facility space, Building 204, at Milwaukee County's MKE Regional Business Park. Item number eight. From the Acting Director, Department of Transportation, and the Airport Director, requesting authorization to enter into a lease agreement with the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Department, effective February 1st, 2012, for the lease of approximately 7,676 square feet of vehicle maintenance shop space, Building 104, and approximately 20 paved parking spaces at Milwaukee County's MKE Regional Business Park. This item was referred back to committee by the board at the February full board meeting cycle. Follow-up reports were requested.
Senator Washington.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Currently, where are these operations being housed?
Mr. Bateman.
All right.
Sir, can you state your name for the record, please?
Yes, sir. Mr. Chairman, Deputy Inspector Toby Weaver with the Sheriff's Office.
Deputy Inspector Weaver, can you ask the question?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. Committee members, currently all these different units, explosive ordnance disposal, the SWAT team, dive team, the mounted patrol, and as well as emergency management critical equipment is really displaced all over the county in just not the most efficient manner, which is really what the motivation is behind doing this. The sheriff's office has a hangar that was originally acquired under Sheriff Lev Baldwin for the helicopter, which is no longer existent, so we're using that hangar for the explosive ordnance disposal equipment. The SWAT team's equipment is displaced significantly in the CAMD garage, which is space there is at a premium for other areas, as well as we're using other storage, smaller storage units, if you will, within the safety building at the training academy. We currently don't have any location for the boat when it's not in the water for the season, or the motor unit stuff. So that stuff, it gets that equipment gets stored outdoors, which is certainly not optimal. Critical piece, the emergency management equipment for primarily it's supplies for the flooding season, which we're entering into. It's not optimal. We have an outdoor storage area where a trailer sits. We're not able to store all the equipment in there for rapid deployment. So essentially, if it's there, I mean, emergency management does a good job in monitoring the weather and the needs. But the equipment, there's sensitivity for the. Essentially, the best ideal is to have it in a climate-controlled storage facility. So they have to wait, essentially, I hate to use this term, but the last minute to acquire the supplies because there's no place to store it. And then if something happens, they have to get the trailer and then load up all this, the supplies, which is kept in other storage facilities. So it's not anywhere near an optimal setup. And that's our motivation for this. These two storage facilities at the 440th gives us an opportunity to quickly mobilize. All this stuff can be staged. Emergency management stuff can be, instead of segmented and stored and have to assemble it, it stays ready to be mobilized immediately. And also consolidated into one location, which we feel is going to greatly improve our ability to mobilize. All this equipment is all emergency services. It's time is of the essence type of equipment. It's close by all the freeway interstate systems. Many of these units interact in terms of responding together, that would greatly improve that too. So I hope that adequately answered your question.
Just follow up, did you speak with other departments in Milwaukee County as far as our Parks Department, Department of Public Works, in searching for a place that would fit your needs?
We've been seeking this for quite some time. There's just no location that would serve these purposes to this extent has come to light, and we've been seeking this for quite a number of years. And not that there's not potentially some storage space, but certainly nothing better than the same process, stuff displaced all over.
Did you speak with anybody from the Parks Department or from Department of Public Works?
Most recently, no. Over the last several years, we have had conversations, but there's nothing that's been at least certainly offered for us.
Well, I don't expect our Parks Department or Public Works to be psychics to know what the Sheriff's Department wants. But also, have you discussed any of this storage facility type stuff with any of the local 19 municipal police departments?
Again, not most recently, but over the over the recent years, the locations that we're aware of, at least what we think might be an option, but there's been, no one's able to provide any space. They need, locations. For example, South Milwaukee reached out for even a couple of our smaller SWAT vans and that. They're not willing to offer up any, space, and I suspect everybody's space is at a premium and limited. So, that's I guess the best answer I can give you. This came to light because it's operated by the county, and it was truly able to consolidate everything. And for what we have currently, the options that would be available to us would be of no significant improvement to what we have, and then to burden other outside municipalities. The optimal is what we're seeking here, is to consolidate all of our services into one location where it can be, effective and efficient.
Well, I don't know how you would know that if you don't enter into any meaningful negotiations with any of the 19 municipalities. Whether or not they could have found a more centrally located place than the airport. I'm concerned about the impact that this could have on the business park and the image that we want to protect project there, and whether or not the Sheriff's Department is an appropriate department to have there. I'm also concerned about the increased cost considering if we put a priority on having deputies versus storing a boat, I put storing the boat as a lower priority than hiring more deputies. So at this time, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move denial of items 7 and 8.
We have a motion for denial of items 7 and 8. Supervisor Bukowski.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman, and welcome, Deputy Inspector
Weber.
Yes. You were in Parks, weren't you? I think I worked with you a couple years back. Weren't you in the Parks Department?
Overseeing operations that we provided in Parks.
How long have you been with the Sheriff's Department? Or how long have you been now at the airport, rather?
I've been on the agency for 20 years, and I'm currently over police services, which is the airport division, patrol division, and criminal investigations. And all of the emergency services.
Very cool. Well, it's good to have you here. I realize that we have new members on this committee, and let me just remind people that I'm not sure what meeting it was, but we off of this committee did make the motion to approve and did send this forward. It was stopped at the board level, board floor level, brought back here. But let's talk about what brought us here the first time, which was the fact that, as the Deputy Inspector mentioned, the efficiencies that we're talking about. I think that maybe some of our new people haven't realized how many buildings there actually are on the grounds. And so when you talk about storage and safety from the elements and that kind of thing, I know exactly where Supervisor Weishaupt is going as far as is there a centrally located area in the county. I guess I would venture to say that there is no area that has as many vacant buildings, as you will, in one place. And so I think that, you know, and this is not forever either. I know that we have, and rightfully so, grandiose ideas for that business park that, that when the day comes that we will rent out or whatever, then I think that we can, we'll have to move that equipment. But I think, at least in the short term, it makes sense to have it there because the space is there. It's not like it's scattered around. What I like is the fact that it's protected. It's undercover, literally in buildings. And I would hope that we would move this forward knowing that when the day comes that business is booming out there and we obviously want somebody that's paying significant rent in those buildings, then we'll... We'll move. Okay, then we will we can move it at that time. So I recognize there is a motion on the floor, and I respect that, but I would hope that as we did last time, pass this and get it to the full board so that the sheriff and his people can move forward.
So Supervisor Jersey and Supervisor Wood.
First of all, this is somewhat of a new policy directive from the sheriff in terms of going to the airport. I, for one, would love to see the sheriff once in a while come and talk to this board about what he's thinking about for his department. And I know he has been asked to meet with Judge Kremers. I know he's been asked to meet with Carrie Mitchell. And he has refused to meet. And yet this board continues to give courtesies to your department, and I just want to express that. I totally disagree with the sheriff not working with departments. I'm going to be very unhappy with the sheriff if he continues that kind of activity. Secondly, we're doing a facilities review at the county, countywide facilities review. This is the wrong time to allow the sheriff's department to start spreading out instead of consolidating. So I'm going to support Supervisor Weishaupt's motion for denial. Thirdly, the budget. As I understand it right now, this would be a budgetary savings for us not to do that. Should we approve this and the sheriff's department start spending rent, it's going to go to the airport. Am I correct on that, Mr. Bateman?
Yes.
And even if this is a loss leader for the airport, that is the MKU Regional Business Park, it's a loss leader absorbed by the airport. Now you're asking us to approve additional expenses in the sheriff's budget, which is going to be revenue at the airport, not realized any savings in the county budget. In fact, it's going to be costly. And I know the sheriff has been very unhappy about his budget, and yet he brings additional proposals to this committee for spending budgetarily that is going to benefit the bottom line of the airport and not in any way the bottom line of the overall budget for the county. And finally, I have real concerns about the way this whole thing is being addressed. I think there is ample space right now for the sheriff to do everything he does, and a lot of these reasons really are just an opportunity to give the sheriff an additional presence at the airport. And if I'm wrong on that, I would love to hear from Sheriff Clark come and tell this board what his policy reasons are for an expanded presence at MKE Regional Business Park. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
So, let's go.
Thank you. It's a question for Mr. Bateman, Mr. Chair. This was the line of my earlier questioning about the park and sort of what is our strategic plan. I'm I'm less opposed to this in sort of a temporary fashion, but I am concerned that we go on a path of sort of leasing this place out as a storage facility, and that it's become a trend, and we sort of undervalue what is the potential asset of the park. And so I guess I want to have a set. I mean, because the Sheriff's Department is speaking of this like this is perfect fit for them, and I think they're gonna get in there and not want to leave. So I guess I'd like to know what's your sense is of what you think the timeline is on this, and whether this is temporary or not.
Mr. Bateman.
Chairman, Supervisors, of course, as the report states, it does have a limited term on this, and so this should always be revisited when the term ends in 2015. I want to point out, Supervisor, that the buildings that are being proposed here are difficult buildings.
Uh-huh.
And that's part of what Mr. Garcetti was alluding to, is some of these buildings that the military built are not very usable.
Uh-huh.
The building that's being recommended for the storage of the semi-trailer was a building built by the military for semi-trailer inspections.
Yeah.
To find a lessee for that is zero, you know. Well, guess what? Here's a good use for a storage of a semi-trailer that built specifically for that purpose. The other building for the storage of other equipment is basically a four-door garage with some small offices for the shop floor. So again, it's not an office building. It's not a business building. It's a garage. And so that's why it's, as far as staff's concerned, it's a good marriage and good match for what they need. You know? And it is something that you can revisit in 2015 if the park blossoms. But one of the things that we struggle with is so many of the buildings in the facility were specifically built for specific purposes. My favorite is the parachute drive building.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Which there's not a lot of lessees out there. So we have our job, you know, to, in some cases, we're going to have to tear some buildings down to make the land more valuable. And it is with these hodgepodge of small buildings. So that's why these two buildings were such a good fit for the sheriff.
Yeah. Follow up to that, Mr. Chairman.
So
that portion of the site, is that the portion of the site that long term would come down for the runway expansion?
Yes,
anyway.
It's about the southern half of the base with the runway.
So I mean, long term, we're really not looking for long term tenants there. Yeah,
that's long term.
Yeah,
especially with the
sure. Temporary.
Thank you. Like I said, temporary. So, long term.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My question for the Sheriff's Department, this is a roughly a $35,000 increase expense from that currently the Sheriff's Department is it expending. And I would like to know, since the Sheriff's Department has eliminated the park patrols in the parks, we've laid off, 48 deputies. What programs are you going to cut to come up with the $35,000 to pay for this? It's nice that we have buildings. The problem isn't that we don't want you these unique facilities. The problem is the cost. And that is the thing here, that as what was noted, this is a new expense for the Sheriff's Department. And at a time where I'm told that we can't protect the President of the United States when he comes here, that we can't have park patrols in our parks, but for somehow we come up with the money to park a semi-trailer and a boat. I think those are misplaced priorities. Could you tell me where the $35,000 will come from?
Deputy Inspector Weber, do you know is this within your budget?
Mr. Chairman, committee members, the lease does have approximately a $35,000 value on it. However, part of this factor in doing this, again, number one, the one part is this is really more about it's mostly to do with the fact of response for the public. We're looking into the most effective way to respond to the public's needs for these emergency services. As it relates to the monetary amount of it, we have approximately $7,600 in cross charges for the CAMD garage that we are currently housing this equipment in there, of which it has been expressed to me by CAMD they need the space, but they're certainly not going to evict us from it. That space can be greatly used by other county departments that are there, as well as the equipment for the emergency management division. The significant other part of this piece gets offset by grant funding to be able to house all this equipment in there. So at the best case scenario for us is a $3,000 surplus. It could be a little bit less. Some of this we have to figure out how the equipment all fits in there, and certainly the equipment that we would get grant funding from the federal government for that, that equipment has to fit in there. And as I see it, as we've laid out a tentative layout, all that equipment is in there. So it is my belief we can have a full funding of the maximum allowed through emergency management. And if that's the case, when you factor in the cross charges, that creates a $3,000 surplus. That still doesn't factor in the hangar is owned by the sheriff's office and his ability to sell that or lease it to create additional revenue on top of that. So we see this as a very wise financial standpoint. It is not additional money that to do this, and with the primary motivation of not just convenience of having equipment all together, but our viewpoint, emergency services, all of this, emergency management, stuff for flooding and tornadoes and tactical situations, explosive ordnance disposal, those requests are time sensitive. Every minute that we can't mobilize quicker potentially puts people at risk. That's our motivation behind combining all the equipment into one location. And some of the other equipment is just the size of it. For example, Mr. Bateman referenced the inspection unit. And to your earlier question regarding other municipalities,
the question was funding. Quick question. Can you tell us what the CMB building? Because you keep abbreviating something.
It's the county maintenance off of Watertown Plank Road. It's the fleet management.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm not aware of any, at least this committee hasn't been aware that the Sheriff's Department has applied for any funding, and I don't see anything in the fiscal note that says that the federal government is going to approve a grant to Milwaukee County. So I would like to, instead of us dealing with wishful thinking, deal with the reality in front of us. And that is, from what I see from the fiscal note, it tells me that the Sheriff's Department will have to come up with an additional $35,000. And I think it is inappropriate to misinform the public to say that the federal government is going to pick up the tab on this when it's not in the fiscal note. Otherwise, it would be at no cost to Milwaukee County. And like I said, you know, we have made some tough choices in the Sheriff's Department's budget, and I would just like an honest answer, not about consolidation and all this other stuff. Where is the $35,000 going to come from?
Sir Washington, he stated where he's going to stay. We're not going to give him a match right now. Any other questions besides funding? He stated that. If not, Madam Clerk, we have a Jersey.
I think it's a valid point, and I just, maybe for the benefit of the new people, they may have a cost share with fleet management, but that bottom line goes to the county budget, whereas if it's going to be transferred over to the airport, we all know that bottom line is going to go to the airport budget, which does not benefit the county budget. There is a distinction there,
correct.
And I do appreciate Supervisor Weishan making that distinction.
And that distinction has been noted.
All right.
Noted. We have a motion for denial. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Weishan?
Aye.
Borkowski?
No.
Jerzyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
No.
Haas?
No.
No.
Bowen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
No.
We have 3 ayes, 4 noes. The motion to deny or reject this item fails.
We can move layover of the item. I think that the supervisor raised a question about the sheriff appearing and answering the questions directly. It was valid, and I think we could get some of these other inconsistencies clarified by staff as to whether, you know, on the budgetary items, whether it's in fact accurate as reported or accurate in the fiscal note. That would be my motion.
Your motion is what? Not to
a layover of the item.
Layover job for
one cycle or
one cycle. Just yeah, layover one cycle, and to give the opportunity to get clarity on the questions that were raised. There were new questions for me since I didn't have that background prior. So I'd appreciate the clarification, and perhaps that would help us do this. If the sheriff cares about it, he'll come and. Come and answer those questions.
We have a motion for layover for one cycle. See if there's a second. May I? Don't interrupt, please. Let me make comments now. I will definitely call on everyone. We have a motion for a layover to the sheriff for them to come in front of this committee to ask the question of funding and all the procedures that he's going to do. On that, we have two supervisors who would like a comment to the call.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I would appreciate a written summary of how the Sheriff's Department plans to obtain funding or how they will use funding and from where that will come in order to pay for the proposed leases on the space. I would like that to include possible grants that the Deputy Inspector has referred to. I just want to get a sense of what the Sheriff's Department's thinking is on how it will be paid for. And that does include, then, you know, from their budget, the grants, and what if there is not enough there, you know, to pay for it? What do you do? I think we need that information before we can make a sound decision on these leases.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
All right. You have that also, Madam Clerk? So, Ed Bowen.
I just wanted to emphasize language to look at, making sure that we're not overlooking the other departments. I think that was brought up before, that we might have space at other departments or other options, and that's just not already brought up.
Okay. Inspector Bailey, do you have any comments?
No, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
All right. Okay. On that motion, please, Madam Clerk, please read the motion so everyone understands what we are voting on.
Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, the motion is to lay over items 7 and 8 with a request for a written report back, more so a summary of funding as far as how the leases will be funded out at the airport, and also include any grant monies or revenues that is anticipated to help pay for these leases.
And also request that the Sheriff Clark come and give his vision to
other departments.
Other departments. Okay. Everyone got that?
So, I just wanted clarification. That Sheriff Clark come and explain the policy of expanding over to Mitchell. That's what I understood.
Okay.
Thank
you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. On that note, Madam Clerk.
Okay, clarification, and we want this back by
the
June meeting cycle.
Correct. All right.
Okay.
Any other comments or questions? If not, Madam Clerk, call the roll.
Wyshon?
Aye.
Borkowski?
No.
Jerzyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
No.
5 ayes, 2 noes. The motion to lay this over with the report back is approved.
All right. Item number 9.